This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to the Nutra Medical Report, hour number two, and we have John W. Spring still here, and I'm trying to see if we can track down. I couldn't hear Dan. I hope he's... he was gone. Hopefully your biological functions are still intact and you're okay. You know, there's two things that you cannot avoid, God and biological functions. Right?
Absolutely.
Being a little funny here. We're going to have Greg in 1 second now. John, we have some fun going through some of the different supplements and talking about issues. When I watched a lot of these other shows, Alex Jones, and he has many new co-broadcasters now, Christy, and this guy that was going to be going to jail, they're not too bad. They at least have a heart to try to seek and find some questions. And you can see him with all the stacked papers on his desk. And what I would say, if I was going to describe these people, frustrated, overwhelmed they are, and overloaded with data that they can't collaborate into one coherent kind of logical pattern, if you want to call it pattern recognition. And if I was to say that what's going on with these people, like, for example, when people go to protest, whether it's going on January 6th to Washington, D.C., or they're even filing pro se litigant actions, do they know what's really going on? Are they using a system that will actually work? For example, there's this Dr. Jennifer. I won't mention her last name, but she's an interesting lady. She's a black lady doctor who had a license pulled because she wouldn't follow standard of care. Right? Jennifer Daniels. And I listened to a bit of her audio report that was over on Republic Radio, and I actually ordered her little book, which was very popular. And you have to understand that when you put people through medical school and training, you have to traumatize them so that you traumatize them in such a way that they stick to standard of care, even if it harms or kills people. And being our sarcastic son of a bitch, of course, I remember when I first dealt with my attorney who tried to protect me from the case, the only case that actually was suing me for the death of one of my patients. Now, my patient, by the way, the state board in Colorado actually recommended they sue me, the family, but he'd already left my practice because he was positive for a drug test. He was actually positive. We were trying to get him to a pain doctor to do a special nerve mapping and even spinal stimulator pump. But he had already left because when his test shows positive for benzylagonon, I kicked him out, and he actually killed himself with illegal drugs from an emergency department at the university, and illegal drugs he could get access to because he's a druggie. Okay, he even had an anklet tracking him. Now, the State Medical Board of Colorado, yeah, he's available. Let me see which number. I hope you got the right number there. Yeah, that should work. I'm not sure. Let's see what's going on there. I'll see if I can find out. Maybe it doesn't recognize your number. I don't know. Let me see if I can get him here. I'm just trying to see if I can catch him on my end. Hello, ringy ringy. Yeah, we're trying to get a hold of you from the studio. There, well, let them call you again, okay?
Well, I just got ready to call. Yeah, I thought you were going to send me a Zoom link. That was what I was.
No, we're not on Zoom. We're just on regular calls in the studio. We can do a Zoom link on the third hour.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks.
I tell you what, today I'm available for the next hour. There is something I have to, unfortunately, take care of. Will that do it if I can just do 1 hour?
Oh, yeah, we'll do the radio show today. We'll do a Zoom another day. Okay, that's fine. They're going to call you right now.
Okay,
take care. Bye. Yeah, he made a mistake. I thought it was going to be Zoom. That's why. All right. Yeah, he'll pick it up now. Okay. Now, anyway, so the situation was my lawyer, his name, I think my lawyer's name was a tough guy. He was like, I won't mention it because it was kind of like, it was actually almost humorously bad. Kind of gross. And he's a tough guy. And you know what he said to me? He said, at the end of the case, he said, you know, at first I didn't believe that they were actually just trying to harass you, and they had no basis for it. But at the end, he said, you know what? They wanted me to sign that I was responsible for this kid's death. You know, like, he committed suicide. And I told my attorney, right, I said, even if you put a goddamn gun to my head or threaten my entire family, I'm not going to do it, okay? So I'm not, and then the insurance carrier, so they wouldn't end up having to keep continue fighting because their family were Jewish and they had a lot of money. I said, you know, the fact is it's a sad situation. This family allowed their child to get into drugs and he ruined himself and he killed himself. But I said, I'm not responsible for that. I tried to help him with his pain syndrome. In fact, he was being treated by the doctor for 6 years, and they put his knee and leg back together after he was jacking cars. Now, the same thing as one Jennifer Daniels. You have to understand, standard of care, I remember going through medical school and training and even residency. When I went back to the University of Calgary, part of my job, basically, as a medical resident, we had to follow standard of care. Even if it wasn't good medicine, it was what we're supposed to do, even if it would freaking kill the patient. Now, I would always deviate and try to do things to be a little more creative because I had a background in biochemistry. That's why they tried to convince me I should go into pathology, because the pathologists know more than regular doctors, but they don't deal with live patients. Their patients are on a slide or an autopsy table. But they're half a century ahead of other doctors who are just dumbasses following orders. Now, you have to understand, the medical system is a subjugation system that traumatizes emotionally and spiritually the people. That's why they can put up with things like elder side, I call it, you know, euthanasia, which is pretty common now. In fact, insurance carriers are more likely nowadays to send out a notice they're not going to pay for the special care for your relative. They're going to terminate them, and they're frustrated that you have the goddamn nerve to not terminate your child or relative or whatever, or put a feeding tube in them or whatever. So that, how the hell's, what's wrong with you? Don't you realize there's such and such an age? Don't you realize it's time to exit wound, to exit the earth? It doesn't matter if they're a bright 85-year-old still gardening in their garden, and they slipped and broke their hip. You need to kill the son of a bitch, because how dare they be alive at 90? How dare they, even if they know how to read, write, and even have their own blog? How dare they? How dare they speak to their children and grandchildren and maintain wisdom? How dare they? Now, you got to understand, the medical system has got their head so far up their arse intellectually, and I'm talking about the entire medical system. That's why one of the things I'm hoping and praying for is the death of medicine. Modern medicine, there's good things out of it. I'm a surgeon. I'm an intensivist. There's really good things out of it, but you have to pick and choose what's good and how to do it. I had a request earlier today by one of my really good people, and he wanted to know his wife's going to do a needle biopsy of her breast. I said, don't do a needle biopsy. Do a high-speed CT scan, do what's called an MRI scan of your breast, and if it shows a tumor, do tumor blood cell markers and see if they're present, receptor positive or negative. And then your next step is to do a high-speed CT scan with a spiral thin section to look at, to cut it very thin cuts, and do a positron emission tomography scan within 48 hours. It'll tell you if it's localized, and if it is, you need to take our nutraceuticals to make sure that you do what's called a lumpectomy. You don't spread the goddamn tumor through your lymphatic system, and then it goes to your lymphatics and your axilla or into your mediastinum, and it will kill you. Now, do you think the average doctor uses that level of care? Of course not. It's bad for business. What's wrong with you, Deagle? Now, remember, I've been an expert and a specialist in orthopedic plastics, eye surgery, trauma, burn unit, intensive care unit, bioweapons. I have many, many areas of expertise. I'm a medical legal expert for more than almost half a century now. And what I've seen in medicine, if you're not disgusted now, let me tell you, if you knew what I knew, you go, bleh. If you weren't saved, you'd commit suicide if you knew what I knew. Now, I'm saved, so I'm here to tell you the truth, people. If you think you can argue with Dr. Deagle, including this one, Sasha, that we don't want you to speak in our church, we don't want you to mix politics with religion and spirituality and being saved by Jesus. What do you think, John?
Well, this seems to be the dilemma that we're facing.
No, it's not a dilemma. It's not a dilemma. This is a form of separation of the sheep and goats. Right now, we're having that separation. This week, not this month, not next month, not next year. This month is, I call, sheep and goat month. We have now the data coming forward with Reinhard Fulmich and all the attorneys and the lawsuits over the vaccines. We're seeing all the data showing up. Even when people lie to me, I've had people and even my own family lie to me, oh, the vaccine is the one that's carrying the Delta version. I said, is that because you saw it on CNN, the Criminal News Network? So what I did was all of my relatives and friends, I all gave them a book from Dr. Mercola. Now I said, well, you don't want to believe me. How about you read Mercola and his staff did an excellent job about the Grand Reset and about the vaccines, how dangerous they are and everything else. He doesn't have all my tools, but he's done a really damn good job of crystallizing it, and it's not coming out of my mouth. It's somebody totally different that they can't spit upon. Right?
Yes.
So I donated a book to everybody. I bought a book from Mercola to each one of my so-called friends and relatives. Now, the problem I see is a lack of respect. When Sasha says this to you, she's suicidally, spiritually, and physically suicidally stupid, and she doesn't care if it ruins her child's health or her health or maybe no more babies ever in the future, or a lot of people are going to die from premature disease or the booster shots. They don't die now. Oh, it may be the third booster they get in a year or so. Bye-bye. Sorry, I'm going to burst your bubble. How's that?
Stop aging now.
Yeah.
Restore those joints.
I don't know if you got great.
Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit.
Had some interesting discussions in the last couple of days. Luckily, you got some Z's when we talked last year, all the way to midnight. This is Wake Up Week. Now, I'd like you to, the most important thing I can offer you today, firstly, is as a reverse prayer technology, which I'm going to send you. and you can do that. You basically can say a prayer forward and then play it in reverse and then broadcast it through either the sound, light, or electromagnetically, and it goes into what's called the ether of consciousness of all living things in the universe. People don't realize when you say a prayer, you're not just saying a prayer out to God. It's saying to the prayer actually goes out to the collective consciousness of every living thing, not only in Earth, but in the entire known sentient universe, including even other living things that you might not even converse with. People think, well, that plant doesn't have a language. That tree doesn't have a language. Native people know the difference. They do know that there's a language for other living things. We just don't speak tree or plant or flower, do we? Right? You don't speak their language. Does that make sense?
Well,
so, Wake Up Week is kind of like a neat week. It's a week where this week, and we're seeing it with the failure of Joe Biden. Now, this was, I use this sarcastically in the emergency department. I learned this from a nurse. Now, over 50 years ago, when I first started getting trained in medical school, and this nurse came up to me, she said, "Dr. Deagle, we really like you." I said, "That's nice." She said, "Well, we're going to teach you." I said, "No, don't pay attention to the doctors. They're not going to teach you. We're going to teach you how to take care of people and make sure you don't kill them when you're here in the emergency department." I said, "Well, that's nice, too." She said, "The most important thing you have to understand is you have to ask people, first off, was it an accident or was it on purpose?" Now, if you ask Joe Biden and the staff around him, they would say, "Oh, no, this is all accidental. It's happened." No, no. When you start asking enough questions, the same thing as people get in church, whether they've been a drug addict or they're doing this or that or investing incorrectly or not taking the right nutrition, or they just don't live in the right city. Let's say they're living in a blue city, and all of a sudden we're going to have, let's say, coronal mass ejection or the food shortage is stopped or the power goes out like in Louisiana. If they knew prophetically, for example, the earth changes, there wasn't going to be a state of Louisiana after the major pole shift that's going to occur, I think you might want not be underwater when it all happens. Right now they're underwater because of this storm, but a lot of the southern states aren't going to exist after the major pole shift, are they? So Wake Up Week is basically a week where you start asking questions, not just out of your mind, but out of your soul. And that's what I want you to do today, because as I elevate your ministry, you're going to ask me questions, and I'm going to break the problem down. Even though I don't have a full answer, I'll break it down to its little tiny, what I call Lego block pieces. So let's do that. Let's just for fun. And we can do it in such a way, it's not so scary, but it's kind of analytical. But it also will give them not only a spiritual, but technical answer, because people aren't prepared for what's coming, are they? When you see the site Deagle, which is a play on my name, and they're going to reduce the population of America from 331 million in 2020 to 99 million in 2025, that's only 3 years from now. You got to understand, the people that are doing this, and prophetically all the things that are converging, they really mean it, okay? When you see Bill Gates talking about population reduction, and he's talking to Bill, you know, to these other monsters, they're serious, aren't they? So go ahead, Greg, and let's start asking questions and see if we can have some fun with this to get wake people up. It's Wake Up Week. Let's see how many people we can wake up today.
I think the most important thing of all is that people have to create a framework where the things that are happening around them make sense. If you stay within the
Dan
medical paradigm, and you want...
Dan, turn his volume down just a little bit, Dan, because volume's a little bit high on me. Just a little bit. Okay, go ahead, Greg.
You have to create a framework where everything that's going on around you in your world makes sense. But if you stay within the medical paradigm, then nothing will make sense, and you'll just be continued to live in a fog. A good example of what happens when you're not willing to step out down your paradigm. And by the way, this comes from one of the most famous Greek thinkers and philosophers of all time, Pythagoras.
Right.
And it's kind of a famous story. A few people have heard it, but in its time it was famous. And Pythagoras asked the question, why is there so much evil in the world? And he broke it down to the following. Well, God must be, he may be willing, but he is not able. And if he's willing, but he's not able, he must be impotent. Well, perhaps God is able, but he's not willing. And if so, then he must be evil. And if God is not willing, and if God is not able, then why call him God? Now, what we learn from this is that even someone is highly advanced in their thinking, high IQ, everything else, as Pythagoras, was not able to work, create a framework where what was going around him made sense. Now, you want to call this Wake Up Week. Okay, Wake Up Week would mean creating a framework where you fit everything that's going on around you into this new framework and everything makes sense. And that can only happen if that framework is not grossly physical but spiritual.
Right. Spirituality are a series of what I call infinite equations that frame the nature of reality.
Right. So, to me...
I'll give you a response to Pythagoras, okay? We raised this question, actually, last week. We had one of our callers calling, why were little children being sacrificed by God, allowing them to die? And he asked, why does God permit the devil? Now, I'm going to switch around to another question. What is the one thing that God wants from us? Just one. He wants what's called eternal love. Not just regular temporal love, like you love your husband or wife, or love a pudding because it tastes good. He wants eternal love. And like the Ten Commandments, that first commandment is, I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Now, you know that it jumps over people's heads because they don't look at the spiritual equation of the first three commandments. Thou shalt not have any images of other gods, etc. But all three commandments basically are saying, I don't want you to put your wife, your husband, even your own personal fortune, or even your own physical life, or even your eternal destiny ahead of me. And if you can just put me ahead of all those other things, I will bless you with whatever else you need. Now, what happened is when God created the individual who was the chief architect of musicians in heaven, people don't realize that Satan's role was what's called Tugautu. Do you remember what Tugautu means? The great architect of the universe. Now, God delegated, just like you got staff. And he decided, I'm going to delegate the building of a physical time-space universe to this great super being, the most intelligent creative being that I'm going to create in the universe. And this being will be so great and so beautiful. It says in his pipes he was so beautiful that God marveled at him. And he actually was a primary musician in heaven, in the heavenly realm, the third realm, the realm of eternity. Did you know that? It's in the Bible. No, it's in the Bible. It's all in the Bible. I'm going to quote stuff right in the Bible. Now, why would God, knowing what Satan would become, he would permit Satan? It's because Satan is like a filter, just like we have the swing, like the karmic swing of the universe toward crises and good and evil, to filter out those who do not have eternal love for the Creator. We're not just going to live as temporal beings in time-space. We're going to live as eternal beings with the infinite dreamer of the Creator God, where he comes before even our own eternal existence, our physical life, our fortune, even our family, that God comes first. And he's a very jealous God. If he's not first, you can't exist there. What he showed me when I went to heaven when I was 8 years of age, he told me, he said, I met Jesus, he said, I said, where am I? And a little bridge appeared, okay? And he taught me what heaven was. And when you get this, you'll understand why the devil exists. He's opposite of Pythagoras. The devil is there because God knew he would happen. He would be a filter of those who would not have eternal love for him only. So Satan exists as a, in a sense, a tool, as a filter to determine who really puts God first. Period. Does that make sense?
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Ida made landfall in Louisiana as a hurricane, bringing lots of heavy rain and strong winds with it. Cajun Navy Relief President Colleen Udell explains how her organization is helping those impacted by the storm on America's Newsroom.
We've done water rescues and been working with Lafitte to help do wellness checks. Our partner organization, Brickmore Rescue, has been down there this morning. We may be sending a couple of boats their way. That is still up in the air. Our operations are switching to chainsaw operations this morning as well in the Luling area.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says those who aren't vaccinated shouldn't travel over the upcoming Labor Day weekend. She added individuals need to think about their own situation when deciding whether to travel. USA Radio News. The top Republican in the House is not happy with how we left Afghanistan.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is criticizing the Biden administration for the results of the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. The California Republican told Fox News that the White House has created another Syria.
These decisions that have been made, this is the accountability that we need. This is why Congress should be in session. This is the information we should have. And wherever this information takes us, that's when we should take our action about people resigning and others. Because you now have an administration made up of individuals that brought us Syria that is now creating another Syria in the Middle East.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The squad led by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is pushing President Biden to replace the chairman of the Fed Reserve. Former President Trump nominating Jerome Powell as Fed Reserve chairman in 2017, but his term is up in February. This is USA Radio News.
...in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
those who are his in eternality. So what Wake Up Week means, if people are going to start getting perspective, what is it? Well, one of the things you did with it for me, and of course I've been toying with this and kind of going back and forth with this, trying to see if I can get Trump to smarten up, is I loved your little video you put together with Trump laying on his back, kicking his feet, and having a fit over the fact he wasn't getting a Nobel Prize for his warp speed program for this quote crazy toxic killer vaccines. And now with his buddy Tucker Carlson and other people that he likes saying how dangerous they are, the fact that he's still bullhorning forward and even getting booed in the Alabama conference where he recently had in the previous conference, that he still wants to get some kind of special regard for saving people with his vaccine program, his warp program. There's something wrong with Donald J. Trump. The man is a narcissistic egomaniac, and if you're a real testimony, you parade before people your sins and your repentance so people know you have a place in God's kingdom, not when you die, but when you live for him. If you don't live for God, don't worry, when the body drops away, it'll be very evident where you exist, which is nothing. How's that? I want to save Donald J. Trump because I want to save him, that man, because when I save his sorry ass, like King David was saved by Samuel, along with experts like yourself, Greg, and John W. Spring, then we will save many millions of Americans who live in what I call spiritual la-la land. They're rapping on the door of heaven, but their knuckles, because they don't have fireproof knuckles, are on fire. Do you like that joke? Pretty funny, hey?
Yeah.
And people don't get it. And heaven and hell is really simple. God doesn't compromise. He doesn't say, hey, you can do a bunch of good stuff and bad stuff. That's all the Masons. That's why I had an argument there with Stephen Fox talking about the other day about how he wants to be a branch of the United Nations and saying, you know, is an art dealer in New Mexico. And he's trying to get me to make some kind of statement to the United Nations that they'll stop vaccinating the troops, they'll destroy our troops. Are you kidding? They want to destroy our troops. If our troops are dumb enough to submit to the vaccines, no wonder their health will be ruined. If not now, the booster shots down the road, and if they physically survive, they'll be cyborgs in the super state because these hypermagnetic molecules connect your cortex to the supernet and they destroy the VMAT2 region or God gene region, and you become a mark of the beast cyborg for Satan and his freaking minions with a MindNet mind link program. Now, you might want to argue with Dr. Deagle, but I'll give you the beating of your freaking life, and I will be very cruel about it. Because I want to save your sorry ass now, today, because heaven starts the day you serve God only before your wife, your children, your money, your next heartbeat. If you don't serve God before everything, even your eternal existence, when I said, God, I will go back even in danger of having my name taken from your book of life, he said, he cried and he said, not since Moses said this to me, and all of my children that love me eternally say the same thing. You must love God before anything, even your eternal existence, or he cannot use you. What do you think of that?
Well, it's kind of succinctly puts states why we're here.
We're here to become the children of God. We're here to actually, we're the miracle workers. God doesn't do miracles to us. He does miracles through us. Today when we're speaking physical words or spirit words going forward, but I'm going to give you a technology with reverse speech to do what's called spirit words out to the ether, to other beings out there. They don't even know on a physical level, but on a spirit level, their soul's going to hear the ring of truth. They're going to say, why does Deagle know this? I cannot attend a public church. You know why? I don't have enough spiritual anti-nauseants to not barf when I go to a church. They don't want to hear about the future. They don't want to hear about prophecy. A third of the Bible is prophecy. And even when there's tiny fragments of truth in any other holy book, whether it's the book for the natives with their female white calf and the calf lady that takes care of them, they have little tiny fragments of truth, but none of them have the fullness of the Bible and the testimony of Jesus. And the testimony of God says, you out there, people, not some building in Israel, you are my temple. You have to become his temple or he cannot exist in you and you cannot exist in eternality. Heaven doesn't start the day you die. Heaven starts the day you serve God only. So if I, for example, get wealthy because I get the EDUCAP going, I'm only a steward for that money. It's wherever God wants it. So I talked to my wife and she's got some really good heart. She wants to make sure that the homeless people, the people who are sick and are dying or mentally ill or are ex-troops that can't function, we take care of them. I want to see a system that goes back to a true democracy based on the idea of the rule of law and God's commandments. I want to see a system set up so that we don't do horrible things or we have 30,000 denominations of Christianity, each one thinking they're freaking precious and they got their own pathway to heaven, or other religions when really I call them real lies going on. I cannot stand religion. How about you?
Well, I think it goes back to the classic question, is there a difference between religion and spirituality? And the religion
yes.
is kind of the outward social structure. It's government applied to spiritual matters.
Exactly.
Instead of
It's in the spiritual level. It's very similar to what's called this. It was Dr. Jennifer Daniels. It's the idea that they've regimented medicine. I'm a healer first. I went into medicine to heal, to find the cause of diabetes, but I got persecuted even though I'm a good scientist. So what they've done in spirituality, they've taken something that should be good, and they regimented, like trained doctors through medicines that like to kill people using standard of care. The churches are like standard of spiritual care. They're lethal to your soul. How's that?
That sounds about right.
Right. There's a direct analogy.
I have something interesting to tell you. It kind of hits it home to your argument. When I was falsely imprisoned in Beaumont, Texas, I happened to meet a man who was a shipbuilder. And he built a ship and he navigated, you know, kind of a modern-day Magellan. He kind of circumnavigated the entire globe. And he told me something that I found was very profound. He said when he was on the horizon, he was coming into a port. The first thing he did, even from a distance, he got out his binoculars and he counted the number of
church steeples. I said, that doesn't sound very useful to me. Why would you do that? He said, because I knew that if I was coming into a port and I had a lot of church steeples, I knew I had to lock up my boat and be very careful about security. And if I came into a port where there was no evidence of churches, then I knew that my boat would be relatively safe and I wouldn't have to be quite as conscious about security. And I said, well, explain that. How does that work? He said, people who are living in accordance with natural law, in accordance with the desires of their Creator, they don't need religion. They can be trusted because
right.
they're in tune with the laws of their Creator. And those who cannot function in their lives without having a church telling them what's right, the difference between right and wrong, they can't be trusted. You have to be careful. And I just thought that was a very interesting perspective.
Well, that's right. And by the way, the native people had understood star signs. Jonathan, my guy that died a few years ago from New Zealand, and he's in his 80s, he found out the star signs that the ancient peoples all over the world knew about the coming of Messiah, God on earth. And he came through the Jews, but he knew this 10,000 years ago, even when people were just agrarians out there, you know, growing their own food and so on. And you're right. This is basically a time when people were spiritual and they would, you know, revere their dead and so on and put them in the ground and so on. Even, you know, they even know that Neanderthal man did this 500,000 years ago. Do you know that? Now, what people need to start grasping here is when spirituality became subjugated to government and to control the same way as the medical system, it deteriorated and became regimented. And the regimentation created denominations and different religions, I call real lives going on. And each one thought they were their formula to God, whether it's Islam or this version of Christianity or Buddhism or Baha'i or whatever. Or even just taking artificial things to open up the astral gate, for example, thinking I'm going to reincarnate from. And I make people laugh. I said, look, in the spirit realm, there's no such thing as time. If you actually talk to somebody who's honest and they regress people that have been reincarnated, 40% of them are reincarnated from the future, not the present or past, and they're not even human in the other worlds where they resurrected from. Did you know that?
I've encountered that. Those ideas of my ayahuasca journeys, yes.
Right. So you have to understand the reason why I don't need those ayahuascas is because my with near death four times, my astral eyes and ears are wide open, and I know the spirit truth of these. That's why I don't have to wonder about things. I know everything. You can ask me any question in the universe, and I will give you the answer. How's that?
Well,
and that.
Attention,
at the next signal, I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well. All right. I've been before the Grand Council of the Astronauts 3 times. First time when I was 8, and 2 other times he said, I'm going to bring you before the court again. And in a sense, it's like going back to Circus Maximus back in Rome, where it was either thumbs up or thumbs down for the person that was being thrown into the middle to be eaten alive by the lions or whatever. Earth is under judgment right now. Is it thumbs up or thumbs down? A great deal of Earth and citizens are actually succumbing to fear and stupidity to accept fake religion and the fake vaccines, which are the first entry point to the mark of the beast. Now, when you look at the hypermagnetic molecules, people say, why did they do that? Well, when I was inducted back, I was going to work in the World MS Tissue Brain Bank in 1978. I turned it down because DARPA wanted me to work with a helmet that they already had put in Dr. Turlot's office. Directly interfacing with the brain cortex so that they could fly the jet by thought, F-14, and fire affordances based on eye movements. Now, they want me to work on something that Dr. Lieber later on worked in Harvard. Now Dr. Lieber is dying of cancer. And he did 2 things. He reverse engineered using supercomputers, because he's a top chemist, the sigma-1 portion of the receptor binding domain, so the virus is no longer a bat virus 1,000 miles from Wuhan. It's a human virus. They cannot have a reserve in pangolins or bats or anything else. It only has a reserve in humans. Now, when you take these toxic vaccines, which they created, the vaccines make the host sick, and the sick host makes the virus mutate till it creates new substrains. All these new substrains, like lambda, delta, etc., are all created because the host is ill with free radicals, and it's mutating the virus to create new super strains that have longer incubation periods, more infective, and eventually the ones that are much more lethal. They're not there yet, but believe me, when they get there, it'll be perfect, because then they can not only kill a lot of people, but the remaining ones will take enough booster shots of graphene oxide, their brain will be a hot spot for 5 and 6G, and they'll have the full mark of the beast take over their consciousness. As their soul, the lamp on their brain dies, and they become basically a cyborg. A living, dead person. Basically, physically, their body will be alive, but their soul will be dead. Soul is a part of the brain. Do you follow me?
Yeah, and it's pretty pretty frightening prospect.
Now, they have to understand, trying to argue with Dr. Dale, I was one of the first doctors in the world trained in MRI scan in Tempe, Arizona, 41 years ago. I was trained in ultrasound almost 50 years ago at Dalhousie working with Harvard, with Dr. McMillan. There's nothing average about Dr. Deagle. And I begged to get on Alex Jones, so Mike Adams, and so on. Everybody is terrified to deal with me, but you know why? I have all the answers. I have the first line defense kit, which God gave me almost 25 years ago, parts of it. I have the vaccine pre and post rescue, including the graphene oxide and the 102 toxins. And I had the EDUCAP, which the guys at the First Nation tried to steal, so I had to pay them off after my bioreactor arrived to do my study last year because they tried to steal it, and I had to finally pay them off to get the hell away from them. And tomorrow, my bioreactor is being picked up from those bastards that did this to me. Otherwise, I would have had the EDUCAP last year because God, like Moses receiving the Pentateuch, dictated to me audibly and told me how to build the EDUCAP to actually stop all versions of the virus. You just take a couple pills, boom, you're done. Now, why is this the case? It's because I'm the laminate. I'm to bring forth other ministries like yours, Greg. I consider you what I call the keeper of the way. And I know John W. Spunman is a master of wisdom. He's like Isaiah. We have a situation where the witnesses have to come forward this week because people are in their fear of starvation, their fear of the economy blowing up, their fear now of Afghanistan gone and their own friends and neighbors being left there on purpose. This wasn't by chance. They could have left earlier in May. Even Donald Trump had a plan to remove them by May, but they wouldn't have left billions of dollars of equipment in their own citizens and our affiliates that work with us, translating and so on, to be sacrificed to the Taliban and the ISI subcast forward. Say, we're going to get them and hit them with a bomb. And by the way, when we hit them with that bomb that went near the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan, they killed six children besides the so-called people they thought they killed. They got killed six children they killed with that missile that they hit. Do you know that? And by the way, you know what the kind of missile was? The missile was a new type of missile. It wasn't one that would blow things up. It was one that when it got near the target within a matter of a strike distance, it would blow up and send thousands of blades to cut whoever was in this pathway into little tiny pieces. So all those children died instantly by being chopped to death instantly by our missile. Did you know that?
Think about what kind of consciousness you have to even want to develop a weapon like that.
Well, you have to understand, you see, Satan already knows he doesn't exist in eternality. He's in a freaking panic because he's super intelligent, so he's trying to control us and make, in a sense, a copy of God in eternality in physical earth by creating a supernet of computers, inserting thoughts and consciousness to our brain. So he's going to try to ape God by creating planets like Earth and other planets where he becomes, quote, the God of this world, just like the Mormons want to be gods of worlds, so that he can control our consciousness and become, sit there like, hey, I'm your God. Worship me. I'm Satan. I'm the head of your Masonic organization. I'm the head of the Pindar and the Great Council of 12. People say, oh, no, you're not. Sure he is. The most intelligent created being in the universe is Lucifer. People don't get that, do they? But you know what scares the crap out of Lucifer? Someone like me who is not only a temporal being, but one when I reach the end of my knowledge, which is limited, I pray to God and he will always give me the full answer. Me and God are better than Satan. And so are you. And I'm not special. The gifts I have, I can pass on to anybody else out there. I can even tell you your name on your white stone. You know that white stone name in Hebrew letters? But some people take years to get there because they're not prepared to get there. They have to actually put everything aside to get their white stone name. They're not ready. Our society is reaching the point of decision this week. Are we going to tolerate Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? I call her Heidi Harris. Are we going to tolerate fake churches that don't get involved to protect our kids in school from fake masks? Are we going to get involved with transcending beyond religion to understand what's the need for eternality? Do we not understand there's events coming on our world, such as not only the superstorm striking, for example, Louisiana now, but a pole shift that's going to happen very soon? And God even showed me when it's going to happen. I've been working on for years with Mark, he'll be probably back on tomorrow, Mark Gaffney. I gave him the science almost 12 years ago and told him to start researching it up. God told me when the pole shift happens, the equator will pass through Havana, Cuba, not Ecuador. I could actually, if I had a map, would draw it out, and I can tell you most of the southern states will be gone. A lot of East Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama, bye-bye. And the waterway all the way from the Gulf of Mexico to the Great Lakes will be so wide it'll take half a day to cross it with a ferry.
Well, I've seen that. I've seen that in my visions. You know, Charles Hapgood in 1952 produced a book called Path of the Poles. He got Albert Einstein to write the introduction to the book.
Right.
I have really wondered for some time when this pole shift, because he makes a very convincing argument in 1952 that it's coming soon. So,
right, but
you know, I have wondered for some time.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I did research and I asked God to tell me how it would happen, and he gave me the information 12 years ago, which Mark Gaffney went and researched, and we found the actual scientist in Illinois. He's not a religious person. He's just a geologist. And he discovered an element in the interoceanic cleft called ringwoodite. And ringwoodite comes up from the mantle, and it bubbles up in the interoceanic cleft, which is 32,000 miles long around every ocean. It has about 5% content of water. All the oceans in the world and all the undercontinental waterways in their oceans and all the water in the galaxy, in the star, you know, in their atmosphere, in our oceans and lakes, all originally came from the mantle rock. All of it. Very rarely would it be something like an asteroid comes in and has a little bit of water on a comet or something. The water came from the Earth. Now, what happened is we had 2,000 pole shifts since the Earth was made 5 billion years ago. 2,000. And when a pole shift happens, it shakes these unstable nuclei and releases water that lowers the melting point of magma. And when that magma occurs, it causes major increase, a crescendo of earthquakes, and enough earthquakes, the actual crust of the Earth slides in the mantle. And the next crustal slip is going to slip in such a way that the equator will move North America southward, just like it moved last time. The southern tip of South America moved it so that the area we called Antarctica was actually an extension of South America. Do you know that Antarctica was part of a land which the Germans called Neuschwabenland? The Germans knew from their, if you want to call it their using what's called spiritual discernment from the Thule Society, they knew that Antarctica had ancient temples and technology that was frozen when the pole shift moved into Antarctica. It was at the southern tip of South America before Atlantis and all these other things happened. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it is. So if you had to put a timeline to it, when do you think something like this might occur?
April 2024.
Well,
it's coming up quick, people. Wake up. Heaven is today. Hell awaits you if you don't make a relationship with God. Wake up. Get out of your churches. Get away from religion and get in a relationship with the Creator. Get compassion. Realize that everything we have, whether it's money, power, or words we have in our heart, or books, is we are just the stewards of God's truth. We are not the owners of anything. Not even our own next heartbeat. God is. How's that?
That's it. That's basically
it. We'll get you back on.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Milk, fruit, or anything else. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.